There are many ways to describe the race to fill the congressional seat of the late congressman and civil rights icon Elijah Cummings. Some of the descriptors: noisy, crowded, and rushed. And while we do know who is spending the most on the race, we don't know whose messages are getting through. WYPR's Emily Sullivan reports.
Elijah Cummings' funeral was October 25th. Days later, Governor Larry Hogan announced a special primary to fill his seat.
And then the campaign started.
That's Martha McKenna, a longtime campaign consultant and advisor to Maya Rockymore Cummings, the former chairwoman of the state Democratic Party, Elijah's widow, and one of the many running to fill his seat.
The whole race has been very fast. It's been emotional. I think it's been the kind of race where people talking to each other about who they're for, their neighbors and their friends, and why they're supporting individual candidates has a lot of meaning, because the whole election has come so quickly over the holidays and into the new year.
Tuesday's primary is high stakes. It will likely determine who will win the deep blue district's vote in April's regular election, where voters will also choose presidential and local candidates. And experts say the primary seems wide open, in part because there's been no publicly accessible polls. Major media outlets haven't conducted them. Candidates like Rockymore Cummings and law professor F. Michael Higginbotham have conducted their own private polls, but haven't leaked them, suggesting there's no clear frontrunner.
I've never really seen a campaign that has this little information that the public has to go on.
That's Sophia Silbergeld, a director at a strategic communications group with over a decade of experience in Maryland political fundraising. In a fast race with no public polls, turning to cash reserves can indicate who will put up a fight in the next few days. Silbergeld points to three Democratic candidates in particular: Rockymore Cummings, Higginbotham, and former 7th District Congressman Kwaiyusi Emfume. Rockymore Cummings raised $208,000 thanks to a long list of women donors and an Emily's List endorsement. Much of that's been spent on ads. She has about $70,000 left. Emfume has touted his small donations. His campaign says around 70% of contributions were $200 or less. The former president of the NAACP has around $200,000 on hand for the closing days of the race. So does first-time Politico Higginbotham, who donated $500,000 of his own to his campaign, and who spent seven times as much as Emfume.
This has been a weird race because we haven't seen any polling, because the fundraising is all pretty tight. Because, someone who had no political history made a self-loan, and that plus his fundraising has really put him in the mix. But we don't really know if he's in the mix because we haven't seen any actual polling. So it's like flying blind.
That means it's far from impossible that other candidates, like State Senator Jill P. Carter, activist Sevier Rabb, and Delegate Terry Hill, could pull off a strong turnout on Tuesday. With just 4 days until then, McKenna and Silbergeld both say that 7th District voters are likely to be hit with lots of advertisements and visited by door knockers as congressional hopefuls hit the home stretch. I'm Emily Sullivan, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.